This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Now more of Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Red Sox return for the second half of the season this afternoon, taking on the Chicago Cubs. Lucas Giolito on the mound, 220 first pitch from Wrigley Field. Cubs have been good this year, third best record in baseball. Of course, nobody hotter than the Red Sox, 10 straight wins. You hope that the All-Star break didn't cool them off. Although I'm betting that they win. I'm betting I went money line Sox, Giolito six innings, Bregman over 1.5 total bases.
Yeah, 4 days off is a little killer to some momentum.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you guys are getting out and having a good time in those 4 days.
We've seen that. We've seen a few of those
guys. Not wrong with that.
Not amongst town.
Yeah, not complaining about it. You can do whatever the hell you want to do. But when it comes to momentum, I don't know how it's going to impact them.
But there is, like, real excitement about the Red Sox.
Oh, my, absolutely. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Because it hasn't been like this for a while.
No, it hasn't. Because even 2021... they were good, and they ended up making the ALCS, and that was sort of like a surprise. Mm-hmm. But you remember when they traded for Schwarber? We talked about this with Bradford yesterday. They got him. They got him relatively cheaply because he was hurt at the time. The Yankees went out and got Anthony Rizzo, and he played right away, and he was good. And I was like, what are the Red Sox doing? But then Schwarber eventually joined the lineup. They got hot, and they went on a run. But I feel like if you went back to the All-Star break and the trade deadline, there wasn't nearly as much excitement as there is now.
Nope.
It's been a while.
It was. Hopefully they make a move just for the sake of making a move.
Yeah. Yeah.
There wasn't really like, ooh, they needed a bunch of stuff, but it wasn't like anything particular where we're like, yeah, get a starter.
2018, they were a wagon like the whole time. And they, you know, they added and they ended up winning the World Series. 2019 was disappointing. And then since then, I mean, 2020 was legitimately a wasted year for many reasons. 21 was a surprise. But then it's been 22, 23, and 24
of
disasters in all different
and
ways.
Ugly second halves.
Horrible second halves, losing records in August in all of those ones, losing records for the second half in all of those as well. But even 2021, they had a losing record in August. They got better in September and kind of turned it around. But yeah, this team right now, and you know, we talked about it, it's kind of cliche at this point, but like, vibes are high.
Right.
Like the team is entertaining. The team is, they've really kind of rallied behind moving on from Devers. They seem like they're all like happy to be teammates with each other. So that's why it's a fine line that Breslow has coming his way. Coming up on the 31st. So inside of 2 weeks is the trade deadline. And if they move any players from the active roster in an attempt to get better, you got to wonder what's the trickle-down effect.
What's the locker room going to be like?
Oh, that guy? You traded that guy?
Right. Right. So. Exactly. Again, like I mentioned it earlier, and Bradford said it yesterday, like I didn't realize. I mean, I knew people like Jaron Duran.
Yeah.
But he really it seem like, don't do it. Do not get rid of this guy because of the vibe in the locker room. And I get that. I get what you were saying with Breslow. Like, you have to really be careful who you add or who you get rid of to bring in whoever you want to bring in.
It really was. It was like a positive and a negative with Bradford, because he's like, it sounds like, Well, he didn't say they wouldn't trade Durant, but it sounded like there should be some real reservation there. And I know a lot of people want to keep him. But then the flip side was the asking price for Joe Ryan is going to be so insane that he's not even going to get moved. And you're like, oh.
Right.
And like,
he really did.
All these starters are available, but only if you like sacrifice like your
everything,
entire roster.
A lot.
Oh, well.
Right. And that's what's tough too, because Minnesota's not good.
No.
Minnesota's not going anywhere. So you wonder, like, do you really need as much as you're asking for? I mean, obviously you're going to shoot for the moon when you get rid of somebody like Joe Ryan. But in the reality of it, like, come on, what's the difference? Just give me him.
Because the other note he had was the Red Sox asked for, or the White Sox last year at the deadline asked for Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer. Right. So they weren't really serious about trading Garrett Crochet. But then if you're like the Twins or whatever, you can ask for that. But then look at what they actually traded him for.
Mm.
So you just want to hold on to him for three more months and then get way less. And if I'm the Red Sox, I'm going to try to like push it a little bit because you're trying to win this year. You don't want this to also be a wasted season. So we'll see what happens. Another thing I just saw pop up across the news desk here is, according to Front Office Sports, a docuseries is in the works that'll be on Hulu, starring Bill Belichick and North Carolina football.
So Hot Knocks didn't do it, so we're going to do it.
Yep. That's what it seems like. There was obviously talks about HBO having Bill Belichick in North Carolina because no NFL team wanted to do that, like the preseason one anyway, because they saw what happened to the Giants, so they're like, oh, we're getting the hell away from that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And then by all these different reports, sound like Jordan kind of overstepped, and then they were like, all
right,
we're out.
Right,
like,
she wanted a bigger role in the production of it, and they were like,
she wanted to produce it.
Right.
Like, based on what? What are you talking about? So she wanted, or like, final say? It was
something
a whole
like
thing.
That, yeah. Right. She was asking a lot.
Like, all right.
So they're like, we're not even going to deal with this.
Yeah, we're gonna pull the plug. I thought it was the NFL owners that were going to say, we don't want Belichick to be kind of highlighted, but that wasn't really the case.
No.
It sounded like it was more of a Jordan thing. But so now Hulu, what's your interest level in this? If it actually goes through, there's always the chance that, because it was announced that it was going to be on Hard Knocks too, and that got vetoed. So if this ends up being a thing, what's your interest level?
I'm going to say that my interest level is going to be very similar to the Clubhouse.
Okay.
I'll watch a couple episodes.
Dip your toes in.
See where it is, and then take it from there, because I think I got through maybe three episodes of the Clubhouse, and I'm like, okay, I know how the season ends. This isn't really for me. I don't need to see the rest of it. So I'm gonna approach it the same way. I'll give you a couple episodes, see what I learn, and then take it from there.
Yeah, because I wonder, is this going to be one of those things? Does Hulu agree to it, and they're like, they allow Jordan to have final say on all this stuff, or they're like, hey, we just want the content, we'll take it.
Right, I'd be curious like how quick into it you realize that she has her fingerprints like, all over
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because you'll be able to tell. You know, it was like watching The Dynasty, where you were like, a couple episodes in, you're like, oh, this is pretty good, and then it like completely turned, and you're like, oh, this is just...
Ah, right, Kraft was in the editing room on this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, no, I'll definitely watch it. I'm also, I think I'm going to look at North Carolina. I'm not going to tell you I'm going to watch every snap of North Carolina football. I don't even know if it's all going to be on locally. The first game of the season is.
I'm sure a lot of it will be on locally.
Yeah, they should. So. They should. But I'll probably watch a decent amount of it. I am very intrigued on how he's going to be as a college football coach and if he's going to do it for very long or what kind of, you know, will it be a successful time down there? So I think I'll watch it. I mean, it's different feelings, but like when Tom Brady was playing for the Bucs, every time they were on, I was watching that.
Right.
Just wanted to see what it was going to look like.
Like if his message was wearing thin on professional players.
Right.
How will college play? Like, is his history and resume enough for college players to be like, yeah, we're buying in?
Yeah.
Or do they look at it as like, dude, you haven't won in X amount of years without Tom Brady? You know what I mean? I'm curious.
It wasn't enough to help his recruiting class.
Right, right. You know what I mean? No, so it's one of those things where I always said it about the Celtics, too. It's like, you can't. Like, players nowadays don't care about the banners. It's cool to win championships, but they need to know that they're going to be able to be in a position to win one themselves. Right. It's amazing history behind this team, and it's awesome that I'm here, but, like, a championship in the 60s isn't what's firing me up to be part of it now. So I'm curious how the modern-day college player would react to a guy who's very history-based, very, very, very good resume.
Right.
But, again, like, it's starting to show that, well, without Tom Brady, you were this.
Yeah, and it's also tough because you're now recruiting players who were, I mean, they won in 2018, so they were like 10 years old.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, I mean, it's, you know, they remember, they probably have a memory of that. Like, they grew up, I guess, with that, but it's not the same as if you were doing this years ago and you were like fresh off of that. Like, there was a lot of bad seasons. You weren't involved. But as far as the docuseries, I guess it'd be somewhat interested. I'd give it a rip and
yeah,
sort
check
of
on it.
See where it goes. You can join the program at 617-779-7937. Red Sox baseball comes your way at 2:20 today. 1:20 with the pregame Sox and Cubs. But coming up next, Fitzy is going to join us for an hour here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI. WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.